talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we are on location at Zuma Imports talking to the two ladies that are behind Zuma Imports, Elise Witt and also Zoo, who is busy with a couple of customers right now. How are you doing, Elise?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, good. We had our second magazine launch party just a couple of weeks ago here at Zuma Imports, and all the thanks to Zuma for hosting. How did the party go?
We had a blast. We were so happy with the turnout. It was so much fun working with you guys, and had a DJ from Turkey. Bartender did great, and I think everybody had a really good time, and we did too. So it was a blast to host. We loved it.
Yeah, and that's what I heard too. And Craig Conover, who is our cover star for our fall issue, he's one of the characters on Southern Charm. He came along with his entourage, right?
Yep, he did. And he was so sweet. It was so nice to meet him. And he took time with people and signed magazines and got photos in front of the Step and Repeat banner. And it was just really cool to have him here.
Nice, nice. So we're in the Zuma Imports showroom. It's sort of a I'll let you describe the space here, Elise.
It's a warehouse. It's a warehouse, but it's cozy, and we think it kind of feels like when you're in Turkey shopping for rugs. It kind of has that vibe to it, and we just have stacks of rugs everywhere, rugs hanging from the walls, and it's just a comfy environment. Like, we want it to be comfy and feel homey to everybody.
So tell our listeners what they can find here at Zuma Imports when they visit you.
Well, our main thing is rugs, and we import vintage and antique rugs that we source in Turkey. And then we also have an employee in Turkey that will source for us when we're not there. And then we also work with a team of women who will make new rugs for us, so which is really cool because that supports their village. And it also gives us the opportunity to make some sizes that are hard to find that are vintage, or we can custom and match colors for clients too. It just really opens what we're able to provide here. So rugs are the main thing, but we also source other things when we're there, like olive jars. So there's really cool vintage pottery and some neat farm pieces, wooden pieces, bread bowls and stuff like that. So we find knickknacks that we like to bring and, you know, show people some of the neat stuff that we find there too. But rugs are the main thing.
Yeah, and those olive jars, they look like they haven't changed in thousands of years. Occasionally I'll watch a documentary about, like, they're scuba diving in the Mediterranean, and this sunken ship had olive jars, and they look exactly like they did thousands of years ago.
They do. That's because we scuba dive and we found them. I'm just kidding. No, we didn't. But they do. They haven't really changed. People used them for, of course, they did use them for olives or olive oil, but they used it for all kinds of food storage, and some would have been water vessels. So they're just really cool because everyone, just like the rugs we have, everything's one of a kind, and each one is like a little piece of art, and you can use them indoors or outdoors. So we love them.
How do people repurpose the olive jars? Because I see a huge shelf unit. It looks like one of those big metal shelf units you see at Lowe's or Home Depot, and it's filled to capacity with these olive jars. So what do people do to repurpose them?
Sometimes it's just as simple as using them for decor or for a centerpiece on a table. We like to use them for outdoor planters too. You just have to drill a hole in them with the masonry bit, and they make really cool planters outside. But one thing we've done in here is we've converted some to lamps, and we worked with a local lady, Helen, at Bibelot Home, who helps make us some lampshades. Some from fabric we find in Turkey, some from other fabric that she has, like mud cloths, and they're just a really cool, like, earthy, I guess, world decor touch to some decor that we thought is kind of a fun way to use it.
Yeah, they're authentic and can actually be used, which is very interesting.
Yeah, they can. I wouldn't store my food in them now, but but they make great decor, and yeah, you can kind of think out of the box and use them for something else too.
So you mentioned Turkey. So do all the rugs and the other items? Do you have a name for some of the other items, like the olive jars? And I see these very rustic looking wooden vessels that look like they were used to carry things in.
Yeah, I don't have, like, the bread bowls and some of the bread trays would be a name that I think people would know what they are. And some of the other pieces were from the farm, and we don't, you know, there's like some troughs that we know were troughs for animals. Some other stuff would have been used on a farm, but we don't know exactly what they're for. So we have to use our imagination sometimes. But
yeah, and they're very authentic looking because they are authentic, right? Yeah. They're not that like some, there might be some stores that are trying to sell items that look like they're antique or something like that, but these are the real thing.
It's the real thing, and you can kind of feel it when you touch them. And also a lot of the big wood pieces, the ones with the legs and the big ones that you're saying that have the handles on it that were used to carry stuff, they're made from one piece of wood. So it was carved out of a piece of wood, so they're pretty substantial. I mean, to see it carved from one piece of wood is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Does Zuma Imports, do you folks get any of your other products anyplace else besides Turkey?
Nope, everything's done in Turkey. We travel there several times a year, and we also have a shop there, kind of a warehouse, where our pillows are made from rugs. We find a lot of rugs that have too much damage for floor use, so we cut out the good sections to make pillows. So that's done in our shop, and we ship everything, I think, from there, try to get everything photographed over there before we send it over. So that's where we do all our sourcing and all the work that we don't do here in the warehouse.
What's it like for two American women doing business in Turkey?
Well, Zoo is originally Turkish, so that helps us a lot. So because she knows the language, knows the people, has the connections. But other than that, we love it. Sometimes they call us, I think, Thelma and Louise, because we're always driving around looking at stuff, and they're like, just two independent women having a good time doing their stuff. But we're treated really well and love the people that we worked with, and we've made some really good contacts and that we work with.
I have to admit, I don't know a lot about Turkey. I know they're a NATO nation, and is Turkey a Western country, and in terms of you know, just seeing people dressing in Western the way that people would dress in the West?
Yes, for the most part. So, you know, half of it's in Europe, half's in Asia. But you do see, it's, yeah, you feel like you're more in Europe than somewhere else, I think.
And how often do you and Zoo travel to Turkey?
Zoo goes a bit more than I do because she gets to go visit her family and stuff extra now, and we'll take care of work when she's there. So I usually go two or three times a year. She's going three to four. Well, four, sometimes more right now.
And when you're there, you mentioned you have a Zuma Imports has a store there. And you've got someone on staff there that's helping to source some of these items. You mentioned that you and Zoo will sometimes be traveling. Do you just go to one place, or do you travel around the country?
We travel around. So there, we'll have a contact that we'll have a good source from rugs, or we'll find some jars someplace, and we'll, you know, we'll take some trips and go. I mean, there are definitely some people we go visit and places we go visit that we know we like to find. We can always find good things there. But that always changes too. We always find some new neat places to go.
What language do they speak in Turkey?
They speak Turkish.
Turkish. Okay. That shows my ignorance of Turkey. I apologize. And you're going on these buying trips, and do you fill a container with goods, and does the container come through the Port of Charleston?
Yeah, we do air shipments, and we also do containers. When we're bringing the jars over and some of the wooden pieces that we have, obviously need to do the container, because shipping those by air would be very expensive. And then this way we can, you know, get them padded and boxed and keep them safe in the container. If we just have rugs over, sometimes we do air freight. It's a little bit more that way, but by the time you divide it out by piece, it's, you know, it gets here quick. We can replenish stock quickly, and it's not very expensive per piece by the time we do it.
Zuma Imports is kind of a hidden gem in Mount Pleasant. Zuma Imports is off the beaten path. You have to put it into your phone kind of to find Zuma Imports. But people are definitely finding Zuma Imports, and especially interior designers, why do so many interior designers visit shop at Zuma Imports?
We offer, I think, a very competitive price with some people, with other people that you can buy rugs from. We go directly to the source, so we try to keep our prices very reasonable. And we work with the trade, so they definitely get some rewards out of that. And we have a really good selection. We try to keep some things that are, you know, from more tribal areas, but then we have stuff that will work from people who want really neutral and simple, more a coastal feel for our house. So we have a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything.
You mentioned that Zuma Imports works with Turkish women who are weaving these rugs themselves. Is that a program that was already started, or is this something that Zuma Imports helped to get started?
One of the guys that we buy some of the new rugs from was already established with some of these women, and he's added on to the team and quite a bit, actually. So, because we've been doing a lot of custom rugs, so it's kind of something we've jumped into and we're able to add on to his business, and it's helped him and helped them and helped us too.
So we haven't had a chance to talk to Zoo, and I don't think we're going to. She's busy with some customers right now, and it looks like are these homeowners that she's working with?
Some local designers.
Designers, and they have a. I noticed they have a list of different dimension rugs that they're looking for. So they've come here with a specific list, looking for just the right rug that fits those dimensions to go into a beautiful custom home, I'm sure.
Yep, that's what they're doing. They have two houses, and we're just pulling rugs. They have all their sizes and everything, so makes it really nice and easy for us. And we're having a shipment coming in right now as we're talking, and there's a few pieces in there that they're going to look at too, so it was perfect timing. That never happens, but it did today.
Well, very good. Well, tell our listeners where Zuma Imports is located and how they can get in touch with you folks.
So we are located at 1090 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, and we're Unit A. And if you do put that into your map, sometimes it takes you behind our building. So the best landmark is Parks Auto Parts on Johnny Dodds, and we're three buildings behind them and a gray warehouse.
Very good. And on the web?
It's ZumaImports.com.
ZumaImports.com, and phone number?
843-452-1117.
And are you open Monday through Friday?
We are not. We are open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 4, and we also do appointments.
Okay. Well, that's nice, because a lot of people do have to wait until Saturday to do some of that shopping, so that's nice that Zuma Imports is so flexible with that. And you can always find Zuma Imports within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Elise Witt, and we'll catch up with Zoo another time. She is busy with some customers with Zuma Imports. Thanks so much, ladies.
Thanks for coming. Good talking to you.
And now we're talking with Brendan Murphy with Charleston Custom Cabinetry. How are you, Brendan?
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, Brendan. Take a moment and tell our listeners all about Charleston Custom Cabinetry.
Okay, where to start? We're a smaller company. We have six time full employees. but everybody in the company has at least 20 years experience. And we take on fewer projects than some of the other people selling cabinets in the industry, but we take on less customers so we can spend more time with our customers. So generally, we're doing about 30 projects a year, as opposed to some of the friends that I have in the business are doing over 100. So we spend more time with each of our clients.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. And where is Charleston Custom Cabinetry located?
We actually have two showrooms. I've just opened up my new Somerville showroom, which is at 622 Old Trolley Road. On it's Old Trolley Road, and then the other one that we have, which I've had this space for I think 17 years now, is in the Sea Island Shopping Center, pretty close to where Causey's Barbershop is, there on the way from Charleston to Sullivan's Island.
All right, yeah, Sea Island Shopping Center with Harris Teeter.
Yes, correct.
Right there. Uh-huh. Gotcha. All right, very good. And what would you say is different with Charleston Custom Cabinetry compared to other cabinet stores around Charleston?
I think what separates us from some of the others is that we, as I said, the people that I have working for me have all been in the industry for a long time. We do definitely focus on the higher end projects. Like, we have a project downtown Charleston right now. This is unusual for us, but we have like $500,000 cabinet job going on downtown Charleston right now. This is our biggest one we've had to date. So I'm not saying that's our typical one, but the lines that we carry, just imagine cabinets as cars. We're selling, Audis, Mercedes, Ferraris, Lamborghini. Like, we're selling really nice customized cabinets, for the higher end home. Mm-hmm. We have another line, which is a very nice one that let's just say we'll call this a Toyota Camry, but that would be our starting line. But a lot of our work, the majority of our work, is much more in the very high end, more sort of full custom realm.
Mm, gotcha. What what would you say is a profile, a really good profile of a perfect customer for Charleston Custom Cabinetry?
I think demographically speaking, we do quite a lot of work in Mount Pleasant, and I guess somebody who maybe has homes that are generally probably $1 million and up is more typical for us. Now, we have done some homes that are less than that, maybe $500,000 to $1 million, but some of them are also like very nice beach homes. Mm-hmm. And the for the person who really wants to get something very customized and wants to make their place look more like a palace than a home.
A lot of folks know they want to make changes in their kitchen. Can you kind of walk us through, somebody contacts Charleston Custom Cabinetry, what will be the next steps going forward up to installation?
That's a really, really good question. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah, so basically most people will contact us because they've seen us online. A couple of people through the magazine contacted us this year as well. But basically what we would do, first of all, is we would ask several questions on the phone, gather some information from the customer, and then we schedule for them to come into one of our showrooms. And we ask them to bring as much information with them as they can, like any ideal pictures they like on Pinterest, or give us some sorts of ideas. And we give every customer gets a free consultation. So we will sit down with the customer. We will go over their project. We will ask a lot of questions. We'll pull out some door samples, some hardware samples, and look at the overall scope of their project. And at this particular meeting, we are trying to qualify where the customer wants to be, where people are financially. It's very important, obviously, to talk about, what somebody's, budget is and what they want to invest into their home. So we're trying to find the right vehicle for their kitchen. And then we will give, so by the time people leave the showroom, they're going to be a lot more educated. We'll spend about an hour with them ordinarily. And then we'll give them an idea of where their, you know, maybe their kitchen cabinetry will be $50,000. Maybe it'll be 25. Maybe it'll be 150. It just depends on, you know, the home, obviously, and where the customer wants to be. And if it sounds like a good fit to them, the next thing that we do is we charge a design retainer. Like yesterday, for example, we had two design retainers where people paid for the retainer. And with this, we go out to your house and we're going to measure your house. And give guidance and suggestions to the customer as well. And also, you know, give a nice computerized rendering of the cabinetry and get the pricing together and put all the groundwork in to you know, prepare to do somebody's kitchen. And then when somebody purchases the project, that is actually like that money goes towards the project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, does a homeowner have to have a design drawn of how they maybe want their new kitchen to look like?
No.
Okay.
No, that's what they're hiring us for. I mean, we're the professionals. When you ask what an ideal customer is, an ideal customer is somebody who comes to us and, you know, seeks our advice, and the people that I have on my team really know what they're talking about. They already know what they're doing. So we like it when somebody can put their trust in us and recognize that we are well qualified to help them with their project, and that we can do their work for them and offer them suggestions. And obviously we want to find out what their tastes are, what their habits around the kitchen are, what things they're looking for, you know, what's their goal in the property? How long do they want to be there? Is this an investment to where they just want to turn around and make some money on the property? Is it, you know, their forever home? So we ask a lot of different questions.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Custom Cabinetry?
The website is charlestoncabinetry.com. I think you can see quite a lot on the website. But I think, you know, if somebody is interested, I think the best thing would be for them to give us a call. The number is 843-KITCHEN. So it's 843-548-2436. That's the Mount Pleasant showroom. We also have a Somerville showroom as well. But we can, you know, we can transfer a call from one showroom to the other if we need to. But I think just give us a call, ask us some questions, and we'll be happy to talk with, you know, potential customers. And if it's a good fit for us, we'd love to set up appointments and move forward. And if not, we'll try to point people in the right direction.
Well, great. And you can always find Charleston Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Brendan Murphy with Charleston Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Brendan.
Thank you very much, Tim. Take care.
And now we're talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. How are you doing, Clark?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good. Clark, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Encore Stone Studios.
Yeah, so Encore Stone Studio, located at 6470 Dorchester Road. That is our new location. We are actually still since 2019, we're still the Southeast only importer offering upfront affordable pricing on luxury stone, allowing the consumer to secure their material now and buy direct, which, you know, we were kind of just talking about it before. That's a great way to beat this whole tariff scare, because if you purchase it now, I can guarantee you almost 100% of the stone in my warehouse is non-tariff goods, other than a very small percentage. We've unloaded a few containers, but obviously every month that ticks by, especially for a year from now, I would assume that we'd probably be at 80% tariff goods in our warehouse. So because you can buy from us now, we can hold it for you until your fabricator's ready for it. It's actually a good idea to purchase now. Let us securely store it here until you're ready for it, and you beat the game.
Gotcha. So Encore Stone Studio, you folks are what they call a wholesaler of stone slabs. Is that right?
Well, we kind of Yeah, we certainly are still wholesale status. We import directly from all over the world. We're talking granite, marble, quartz, porcelain, you know, you name it, whether it's here in the States or from Italy, India, Brazil, we bring it all in. And we do wholesale, you know, which means, you know, we sell it to the people that are then going to cut it and whatnot. But we are one of the only companies in town. Actually, we're the only company in town that actually will give you upfront pricing, transparent pricing on the spot, and actually allow you to purchase it directly from us, where, you know, my competitors are going to, you know, either hide the price completely or give you a price, but not allow you to purchase it, still allowing, you know, inflated price on the goods.
Yeah. Why is that? Because if you want to get new countertops in your kitchen, for example, typically what you'll do is, you'll call a stone fabricator, that they're the people that cut the stone and measure your space and make sure everything's going to fit perfectly. But, typically they will have you, visit, a wholesaler, and there's, like Encore Stone Studio, to pick out the slab that the countertops, originate from. They're cut from that slab. And when you go into, some of the wholesalers, if you're trying to figure out what you can afford for your budget, they're not going to give you, they're typically not going to give you an exact price. Everything is priced using like a star system. Like this is one star might be the cheapest, five star might be the most expensive. So it's kind of a challenge to figure out what it is you can afford, right?
Yeah. I mean, you hit the nail on the head with that. The funny thing is to answer why they do it that way is it's just an outdated system, and it's just, you know, nothing against the fabricators. We still need the fabricators, but you know, if you're in that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality, and you don't, you know, want to enforce change and stuff. I mean, we completely understand that, but the reality is it is an outdated system. Times have changed. The, you know, access to information is out there. So why would we allow, you know, a customer to come in here and not give them instant information to where they can make a decision there? Whereas the old system, I mean, they might wait days or a week or more to even understand if this is within their budget. But here we can talk about, we can give them exact slab prices. We can discuss what they can expect with the labor cost. And right then and there, within minutes, they can get a feel for, okay, well, maybe I want to look at this as opposed to this because, you know, we weren't expecting to spend this, but this is more of where our expectations were. So yeah, it's just that instant access to information that we offer. And, you know, also, like I mentioned, we are the only people that you can buy direct. So if you fall in love that day, as opposed to you trying to get someone else to secure your material, and then all of a sudden you get back and you get your pricing and it looks good. And then, you know, they're like, hey, I'm sorry, that was actually sold to somebody else. We don't play that. Everything on our floor is going to be available to you. If you like it, you pay us, we put your name on it, we put it safe and sound away, and it can sit there as long as you want us to. And then we deliver it safely to your fabricator. And luckily we do work with a lot of great fabricators that are perfectly fine with the way we do business. Transparency has always been there, you know, their goal. So it was a very easy transition to go into our business model. And it, you know, it's not like anybody was ever making more money, but when you don't know how much the material cost, it is easier for some people to kind of move the needle around of what true labor costs are and what material costs are. And so basically you're not getting a deal by doing this way. Sometimes you can, it just depends on the material and what the situation is. But you're just getting more transparency. You see exactly, what the true cost of the material is, what the true cost of labor is. And that's really all there is to it. We're more or less just shining a light on what it really is, as opposed to you looking at a non-itemized package, finished product, but not knowing what those pieces are.
Yeah, you might fall in love with a particular type of stone, And then to come to find out when the fabricator gives you the ultimate installation price, and that's the price that includes cutting it and installing, then all of a sudden it's more than you wanted to spend. And
exactly, and
so you're really talking about two different prices. There's the price for the stone itself, the slab. And then the fabricator is going to you're going to be paying for this slab, but then the fabricator is going to charge you to come out and measure the space in your kitchen, for example, mm-hmm. and create some templates, and then cut that stone. And some installations can be a little bit more sophisticated than others. You might have
a
waterfall on your island, and where it's matching miter cuts and to make it look good, and so the fabricator ultimately is the one that has to give you a second price, or the ultimate price then, right?
Exactly, and that's another great point, because you know when you're talking about fabrication and stuff, so many people get that tunnel vision of this is how fabrication costs, you know, X amount per square foot. And, you know, you start talking about all the things you're talking about. Let's, you know, you got a double waterfall, you got full height splash, you've got multiple sinks or a unique sink, farmhouse sink, you know, you got several faucet cutouts, you're wanting to do a fancy edge, you know, just like anything that's custom, and this is truly custom, the price is going to vary. So if you sit there and try to do the math and you say, well, this should cost X per square foot, it's not going to work like that. Each job is very specific. And we are, again, one of the only importers in town that can educate the people. We can take those blinders off and let them understand, like, no, you know, your job's going to be very simple. You've selected quartz. Your labor is actually going to be very inexpensive. This will be an easy project. Then the next person comes in and they're doing all these fancy things. They're doing a hood surround and, you know, they're buying real expensive Italian marble. And we can just go ahead and set the record straight and tell them the expectations for the labor on this is going to be a lot higher, because instead of them doing, you know, 20 quartz jobs that week, they're doing just your job, and that's going to cost more because it's going to take a lot more time to do it and do it right. And you want to be able to, you know, obviously we all know you get what you pay for, and that's the truth of the matter, because in this stuff that is truly custom and not cookie cutter stuff, you can't expect everything to be, you know, XYZ. It just doesn't work like that. And just, you know, also taking off the blinders of the fabrication cost, unfortunately, there's a lot of companies in town that will really limit your what you have access to, and they only want you to see, you know, the 20 options that are sitting there in their warehouse or special order these things. The reality is the world offers a huge array of stuff, a lot more than I even have in my warehouse, but I'm not ever going to limit your search to our warehouse. We've got other locations from here to Texas. We have sister companies. We have ally companies that we trade with. Obviously, we're directly importing from around the world. So if it exists on this planet, Encore Stone will find it for you.
Yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, I think if someone is going to be shopping for any kind of stone, whether it's for your, I keep saying your kitchen countertops or but stone is used in lots of different places around the house.
Exactly.
Probably the best thing to do is visit a location like Encore Stone, because you're going to be looking at full size slabs. If you go to your fabricator first, they're going to show you small, like four inch by four inch samples, or they might have some slabs on hand that they can show you. And you're absolutely right that they might end up trying to pigeonhole you into choosing a particular slab that they already have on hand, versus, you know, really exploring the world by visiting Encore Stone. And how big is the Encore Stone warehouse?
You know, in comparison to our competitors, we're on the smaller side. We're only at 20,000 square feet. But we are the East Coast. We are the East Coast distribution center. So 80% of the containers for our company actually come through right here in Charleston. So we will definitely have the best selection of all of our locations. But like I said, you know, we don't let these walls confine our search. If we've got time and you've got, you know, the spirit to do it, we'll find exactly what you're looking for if it does exist.
How many other Encore Stone locations are there?
So there's six locations. So I'll just go in order from East Coast to West Coast. So it's us in Charleston. Then we have Greenville, also in South Carolina. Then we are in Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. And then we are in Austin and San Antonio in Texas.
But Charleston, but the stone that Encore Stone imports is coming through the port of Charleston. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 80% of our containers. We do get some in Houston, and that's more of a logistical thing for some of our sister companies that are also in Texas, and they split containers with them. But 80% of the containers will come right here in our local port of Charleston. But, you know, just because we only have locations in the Southeast, if you do have projects elsewhere, we have a lot of people that have second homes here or second homes elsewhere. We send projects all over the United States. We've done New York twice this year. We've done Ohio several times, even like Montana, Washington State. We've just recently even gone out of the country and done some projects in the Caribbean. We just delivered some stuff in Canada. We've even done projects out in Australia. So we literally don't stop where we bring it from, and we certainly don't stop where it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of curious about this. Is there any source of stone it comes from the United States versus being imported?
Yeah, and we carry several of those products. So you have Virginia Mist marble that was going to come from Virginia. We have we have some products that come from Georgia and Alabama. Alabama White's a big one. We just had a post about Colorado. So Calcutta Lincoln is a product that comes out of the Colorado quarries, and I actually was fortunate enough to go visit that quarry. Very neat facility inside a mountain. It's beautiful. And the cool thing about the Calcutta Lincoln, it's one of those stones that is used in some of our larger historical projects. So the Lincoln Monument is built with this material, and you can come in and purchase slabs directly from us and have the same material that the Lincoln Monument was made out of.
Hmm. There's always interesting names associated with all these different stones, right?
Yeah.
Who comes up with those names?
Well, it's there is definitely no board of directors that gives us any jurisdiction of what the name is, and so there's no control of the name either. A lot of the materials will be named over popular names. So like you have Taj Mahal out of Brazil, which obviously the Taj Mahal is not in Brazil, but mm-hmm. that they know that name has worldwide significance. So you have stuff like that. So that particular quarry did name that stone. Sometimes you have the quarry that, you know, that has a name, and when it's translated into English, it might sound kind of weird or funny. So then at that point, you know, the importers and even fabricators can just change the name if they want to. Obviously, it's important to have the proper name on things that are very popular, so you can cross-reference it when you hear it and see it. You know that that's that popular material. But yeah, to answer your question, there's no laws when it comes to naming the stone. We could name it Calcutta Tim if we wanted to.
Gotcha. And just to finish up how we started, Encore Stone Studio, you folks have got a new location on Dorchester Road. Can you kind of describe for our listeners what they'll experience when they walk through the doors at the Encore Stone Studio?
Yeah, so a lot of new with the move. So this year in January, we moved to our new location just down the road, literally a mile from our location. The new location is 6470 Dorchester Road. We're basically right behind the airport on Dorchester, the closest to the coast of the Charleston area of South Carolina. And also new, if you were following our old page, which was the Instagram, the Encore Stone Charleston page, that no longer exists. Make sure you are going out and following our new one, which is at Encore Stone Studio. We merged all of the locations together. So if you are following the old page, not seeing posts from us, you're probably not following the new page. So please make sure you go out and do that. And probably the coolest new with our move is the beauty of the new location. It's definitely so different from the other place. We were still, when we moved into that old building, we were still going through a transition of that old school model to this new direct consumer model. So it still kind of had the feel of a distribution center, and, you know, rightfully so. The new location, we purchased the building, we renovated it, we made it our own. We now have a really nice greeting area / office space where you'd be greeted by one of our salespeople. We have plenty of snacks and drinks, you know, AC, couches. We have a conference room that designers or builders can use to have a little privacy, discuss things with their clients. And then, of course, right there in that greeting area, we have a glass wall that you'll instantly get a feel of what you're going to walk out to. We are one of the only suppliers that has these really unique canvas racks that holds the slabs upright, and they basically are showcased like pieces of art. And that's really what we have out here is you know, nature's art. Each slab is different, each slab is unique, and you know, we want to showcase some like art. So when you come in, you're going to get that feel of these things being, you know, in spotlights and stuff. But because of the size of our facility, we do still have A-frames, but the good thing about that is we still have 2,500 slabs in our location. But we, you know, if you don't want that to be overwhelming, we can certainly simplify it. We have the most educated staff. A lot of guys have been with me for quite some time. I think, you know, combined experience, we're talking well over 25 years. So our guys know what they're talking about. And because we're transparent, we're able to tell you things that some other companies are not going to be able to because of the way the old system was built. But here, you're going to get all the blinders off. We're going to tell you everything that exists. We're going to tell you exactly how much that stone is. We can tell you what your expectations of getting it cut and put in your house will be like. And if you have a fabricator, we work with all of them. And if you don't, we can certainly guide you through that process as well.
Interesting. Okay, well, that's great. Well, we want everyone to visit Encore Stone Studio, and if you are in the market for some stone or quartz, porcelain, onyx, granite, quartzite, or marble, you definitely want to try to lock in some of the pricing right now. These are slabs that Encore Stone Studio has purchased before the whole tariff thing started. Is that right? Is that why they're a little less expensive than maybe in the future?
Yeah, I mean, right now we're probably at like 98% of non-tariff goods. So almost 100% of my warehouse is at the old pricing with no tariffs. But obviously we've got more and more containers coming in every day. So, over time, basically more and more, I would suggest, you know, I would say by the end of the year, you're probably looking at 40% of tariff goods. And then, like I said, a year from now, probably 80% of tariff goods. So if you are worried about that, it's actually smarter to not hesitate. It's better to go ahead and hedge that inflation and purchase now. And like I said, we'll put it safe and sound in our sold section. And when your guys are ready for it, we'll put it on our truck and deliver it for free.
That's great. And what should homeowners bring with them when they visit Encore Stone Studio? Like a cabinet sample of the color of the cabinet doors, for example, or flooring, or what do you suggest?
Yeah, it's kind of up to them. If they want to just come in with just an open mind, we certainly entertain that, and we can be as in the way or out of the way as they want us to be. But if they are pretty much, you know, designers, you know, love to come in and fill our carts with the cabinet samples, paint samples, wallpaper samples, you name it. Sometimes they even bring things in like a teapot that's going to sit on the countertop, and they want to make sure that the colors match. And, you know, we entertain that. We've got these little carts you can push around. We can push around. and you can put your stuff right there. That's another great point. The way our warehouse is set up is everything is out in the open. There's plenty of space between the slabs, so you can put your stuff down, take a step back, you know, 5, 6, 7 feet back, and look at it and get a full picture of how it's going to look. Some of these other people have overhead cranes and they pack everything in, and you're only going to be able to get like 2 or 3 feet back, and you can't really get a full picture of what you're looking at. But yeah, that's a great idea, and we definitely entertain bringing as much stuff as you want, even your dog if you want to. People love bringing their dogs here. We always have some dog treats, and give them some water and some AC if they need it.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Encore Stone Studio?
So they can easily call us at 843-744-5665. Come see us at our new location, 6470 Dorchester Road. As I mentioned before, social media at Encore Stone Studio. And we're happy to see any and all. And, you know, definitely we want everyone to come to Encore, which is the new way to buy countertops and premium stone.
And you can always find Encore Stone Studio within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Clark Hunter with Encore Stone Studio. Thanks so much, Clark.
Yep, thank you.
And talking to us now is Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, sir. How you doing, Tim?
Good. Chris, take a moment and tell our listeners all about William Smith Fireplaces.
Well, William Smith Fireplaces has been in business in the Charleston area for nearly 20 years now, I believe. And we have recently merged with a different company with the goals of focusing on being the go-to brand here in the Lowcountry for all your fireplace needs.
All right, very good. And tell our listeners about some of the services that William Smith Fireplaces has added recently.
Well, recently we've added a nationally certified chimney sweep named Chris Young. There's only 4 of them in the state, and he's one of them, so he's great at what he does. But we're starting to expand into the chimney repair and chimney inspection range, being by the salt ocean, or by the ocean and being by the salt air. Deterioration, water penetration, water intrusion into your home is one of the, you know, worst things that could happen. And then obviously, you know, exhausting any fumes, mm-hmm. or byproduct harmful chemicals, you know, out of your home safely.
Yeah.
Well, we need to add some of that, but yes, sir.
Yeah. How often should a homeowner have their chimney inspected, and how often should they have it swept?
Well, it's dependent upon usage. I'm not going to lie. The Charleston area, we don't see a ton of them, but some people tend to burn a lot of wood. Burning wood, it's recommended that you service it every year. Burning gas, vented gas logs, it's also recommended that you service it every year. But that's all dependent on usage and what you feel safe with your home.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything dangerous about if someone does not have their chimney inspected or their chimney swept in particular?
Well, coming from a retired firefighter, I would tell you it's the most dangerous thing that you can put in your home is fire. So to take this extremely seriously, that's why we've hired Chris Young, you know, as a nationally certified chimney sweep, to ensure that we provide safety and comfort to you as a Joe Q homeowner.
Gotcha. What kinds of problems have you encountered with regards to doing some of these chimney inspections?
Well, the Lowcountry's been around since the, you know, 1700s, 1800s. So we go from, you know, all the way back then to, you know, ranch style homes, 70s, 80s. 90 style ranch style homes where we do full relines of chimneys, it's called a heat shield repair, but without having to tear the whole chimney down and replace it, then we do something called a reline, with a heat shield material.
Okay. All right. And I would imagine that William Smith Fireplaces gets real busy as soon as we get a cold snap, right?
Oh yes, sir. We could go from 2 days to 2 weeks out, depending on when that first cold snap hits versus, right now in September. Now's the time to give us a call for all your fireplace needs, to ensure, safety for all.
Yeah.
And through the winter.
We had William Smith Fireplaces out last summer to service our gas logs and gas fireplaces. We had an issue with the remote turning on the gas logs, and it was something simple that your technician was able to take care of. And we chose summertime, or anytime. We wanted to avoid the cold weather because we knew that we'd have to wait in line because, people are going to be calling William Smith Fireplaces to they turn on their they have a their first fire, whether it's with their gas logs or wood burning, and they realize they have an issue, and all of a sudden they call you folks and you guys are all backed up, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
Besides the servicing of your existing fireplace, does William Smith Fireplaces, can you convert a wood burning fireplace into a gas burning fireplace?
Yes, sir. And that all starts with the chimney. I guess, a lot of the verbiage, what I like to use is if you're sitting in front of your couch in front of that fireplace, I like to use the term firebox. That's what you can see. Above that is kind of a smoke chamber that billows into like a triangle kind of up above. And that's where you'll hit terracotta flue tiles or metal chimney pipe, whichever, whether it's a prefab or a masonry fireplace is dependent on what kind of fireplace you have. And that is why we start with the inspection to ensure that vented gas logs do put off carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is an odorless, poisonous gas. Just like if you were burning a real wood fire in your home, it needs to be expelled safely. So that's why we usually start with this chimney inspection. Depending on how old your home is, if you've never had it done, et cetera, we want to make sure that we're the go-to brand to say that if we're going to put fire in your home, we're going to do it safely. And that's kind of where this chimney division and the addition of the chimney division has really helped us be a step above some other competition.
Have gas logs improved in over the years in terms of them looking like a natural wood burning fire?
Yes, sir. And again, we'll go back to the same thing. They're vented and vent free gas logs, and they have advantages and disadvantages to both. With a vented set of gas logs, you can get a more aesthetically pleasing flame. You can make it bigger, but it needs to be vented so you can get the byproduct out safely. A vent-free is a different option, which is you get to maintain 100% of the heat inside your home. But they're also, they've been stamped, UL stamped, and they burn 99.9% complete oxygen. So there's less options when you go that route.
And I've been seeing some of the electric I don't know what you call them, electric logs or
electric fireplaces.
Fireplaces,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And I guess I remember way back when in the 70s where there was. If you had an electric fireplace, I think there was like a tube or something that would sort of rotate, and it was supposed to have the look of real flames, but it looked totally fake. But how do the electric fireplaces look these days?
Electric fireplaces, since I've been in the business, have come a long way. I mean, they've got vapors and mist and are good options for commercial uses. A lot of people are going with a more contemporary look. They don't want to deal with the hassle of the venting or the hassle of a real fireplace. They want to be able to hit a remote on just like a TV, so it's more aesthetically pleasing to some people. It just depends upon from a design concept what the outcome is. But they have come a long way, and they've made some advancements as well, and we put in a ton of those. So that's trending, I guess, right now, if you could say.
Yeah. And if you haven't visited William Smith Fireplaces showroom on Dorchester Road, they opened up there a couple of years ago. It's an amazing showroom. You must have like 20 actual fireplaces with mantles and the surrounds that go with it, and there's all these different choices, different looks, modern, traditional, and so forth, and you're demonstrating the different kinds of logs, gas logs and electric and so forth, right?
Yes, sir. Our showroom is at 6420 Dorchester Road. We're right off the airport exit. I encourage everybody, whether it's, any customer just potentially starting the process, or if you kind of know what you want, I implore everybody to come into the showroom and look and see what you got. I think we're up to almost 35 options in the showroom. You'll be greeted by a receptionist, and someone in the sales office will guide you through the process, whichever way you want to go. Maybe come in with a concept. But if you don't have a concept, hopefully we can guide you to whatever that you'd like to do. But we always implore that, come see something before you want to purchase something.
Yeah.
Envision it in your home, and then let's see what the end goal is.
And you can buy those.
That's kind of the process.
Yeah. And you can buy the, you don't have to buy a whole fireplace. You can buy just the mantle itself if you want to change, if you want to update your living room or wherever you happen to have your fireplace.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can get some inspiration photos from in here. I mean, we've kind of dedicated walls and sections and fireplaces to like just a different concept for every single one of them. I'm not in the sales department. I am in the service department. So sales are a little bit different, but we have a ton of options and a ton of sales associates and some new and up and coming ones as well. So we're really looking forward to the future and hope that everybody can come see us.
Well, that's great. And what is the web address for William Smith Fireplaces?
It will be williamsmithfireplaces.com.
All right. And the William Smith Fireplaces showroom address again?
It's 6420 Dorchester Road.
All right.
We're right off the airport exit.
I was just going to say.
It's in North Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, sir. 29418.
All right, great. And you can always find William Smith Fireplaces within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Chris Bullock with William Smith Fireplaces. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.